What's up, y'all, and welcome to Aisha Speaks Real. Okay, y'all, that was a little too much, huh? but let's get right into it, y'all. All right, so today on this podcast, I'm not gonna hold y'all too long, but I just want to do a little quick story time, a little reflection about how things have been going on in my life. This week, I do not have a special guest because I have been tremendously busy, especially with work. So catch y'all up a little bit. I've just been promoted last week. I've been promoted a few weeks, probably like 2 weeks, I think. Yeah, but this week was like my first week of actually, you know, being a manager. So yeah, I got promoted to be a manager. Let me put that in. So I work at FedEx, and before I was promoted, I was a package handler trainee, and before that, I was a package handler. So one thing I love about my job is that they always hire within the company. So they just say, you know, if you start working there and you are a package handler and you know what I'm saying, may have been there for a series of months or not even probably a couple months, maybe even just a month, and you apply for a new position, you have the opportunity to be interviewed and you have the opportunity to be chosen as the candidate for that position. And that's one thing I love about FedEx is that they allow people within that job area to be able to take up those positions. And that is because, for one, like, you know what I'm saying, which I believe all companies should do it, but I know speaking with FedEx, the reason they do is because a package handler already knows the operation, they already know most of the information and things needed to know dealing with the company and just the store itself. So, you know what I'm saying, they're already well informed and trained on everything they need to know. So it's not like they have to do so much extra training for them and with them, besides someone who's just coming in and who knows nothing about the operations or the sort. And so now you have to do a lot of more hands-on, a lot of more teaching and training, especially teaching them how to probably teach and train the package handler sales, who may know more than them, because like I stated before, they have no experience with this job at all. So it'll be a little more difficult for them to really just grasp the understanding, especially within maybe a week or two, or sometimes even a month, you know, being in the warehouse, in my opinion. But however, I feel like that does not mean that someone who doesn't work there cannot, you know, be capable of the same things that a person who has been working there for, you know, longer, months or years can achieve. I feel like if you just put your mind to it, you can do anything. But I feel like just the fact that they allow that opportunity is tremendous, and it's great, because a lot of jobs don't, you know what I'm saying? You have so many people who have maybe been applying for a job for years and have been at this company. Well, now I'm not speaking on FedEx, just speaking on any company in general, but has been at their company of their choice that they work at for years and still has not gotten a promotion. And that kind of sucks, because you look at it like, man, I've been here dedicated my life, you know, my everything to this company, and I still cannot get a promotion. But they can bring in other people who have no idea what they're doing. And it's like, you know, you even have those people who will have you train the new people because you know so much. And that can get so frustrating, and it sometimes gets intimidating, because you feel like, wow, you're just using my knowledge, you know what I'm saying? So I honestly applaud and appreciate FedEx as a company as a whole for that, because like that's really big. But anyways, y'all, I just really been focusing on work. So my last 3 days, I've been in training. I had to do training for like 2 weeks, and then I can actually go on the dock and, you know, actually get the work, which I cannot wait, because my training has been virtual. So I've been on Zoom meetings and in class, and it is so tedious, y'all. It is so tedious. And like, I literally have to sit there for like 8 hours and it is so boring. Like, it's so boring. I be at work like, bruh. And I ain't gonna lie, y'all, I had went to sleep the other day. I was so sleepy. I fell asleep at work, and I woke up, and I was, like, energized. And I was like, okay, I'm ready to learn now. And it was funny, because, like, it was like, oh, you know, they were just still talking. I was like, I hope anybody called my name, which I knew they didn't, because, you know, they would always ask, like, you know, if we had questions, to raise our hand, you know, for us in the Zoom call or whatever, or to say something in the chat box. And I'm just like, man, if then, I'm gonna lay down for a minute. And I didn't plan to go to sleep, but I fell asleep. But I woke back up though, so That's all that matters. I got up and I was ready to go again. But other than that, y'all, I just been at home. And y'all know, honestly, me, I'm a busybody. I love to get out, you know, like usually when I, before I became, you know, a manager, of course, and before I started doing my trainings, you know, I was working overnight. And when I would come home, I would go to sleep, take a quick, get some rest. I wouldn't take a nap. I would actually get some rest, wake up, and I'll get my day started. And I usually just go out, go adventure or whatever, go to the store, go spend a whole lot of money. Well, I don't spend a whole lot of money. Let me take that back, because then y'all gonna think I be balling. Which I do ball a little bit. I ain't gonna brag too much. But I don't excessively spend. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But anyways, I just go out and do something every day. I make it a habit to just do something, because I don't know. I just gotta go out and just, you know, do something. But some days I do handle business, but some days I don't. I just be wanting to go somewhere. But this week, y'all, I have not been nowhere. Like, I probably may have been to the store. Yesterday I went to go get something to eat because I was hungry and I didn't feel like cooking because it got so late and I was so tired, y'all. I was just, my body was so weak. So I was just like, you know what, I'm just gonna get something to eat and go home, go to sleep. So yeah. But anywho, I just been at home, like, chilling. And I was supposed to today put up my curtains, but I did not know it was going to storm, and I was really upset about that. I really was, because I was stuck at work for 2 hours because it was raining so bad. And, you know, they kept talking about the tornado was, you know, close by. And I work in Pearl, so it was, like, literally not too far from where my job was. And thank God it did not affect my job or the people who were there. Thank God that all my coworkers made it safe. All praise to the Most High for that. Because, you know, anybody could have gotten hurt or anything could have happened, but God protected them on their travels. So that's just a blessing for that. But yes, y'all was supposed to come home, get off at my appropriate time, put my curtains up, do my podcast, and lay down, eat and lay down. Well, clean up, eat and lay down. But I can't even do that because guess what? I got home late. And I actually need the tools and stuff to put these freaking curtains up, and I don't even have them. So hopefully next week, once I get paid, I'm just gonna go get me a drill set and stuff, y'all, so I can put my curtains up. Because yeah, it's like I've been in this decorating spirit, and I just need to finish decorating. And I really been so excited to finish, because like I really want to focus on my living room, because once I get my living room together, I can start putting some pictures up. And that's what I've been so eager to do, like get some pictures and stuff up. I want to print out some more pictures. I have this app where I can like order a whole bunch of pictures and stuff, so my goal is to like get some more pictures and stuff up. And in my guest room, which I am turning into my studio room, and that's gonna be season 3, y'all. I'm so excited. So that's our season 3. We're gonna be doing some new and epic things. Oh my god, y'all just don't know, like when y'all get ready to see, y'all gonna be like, oh yeah, she turning up. But anywho, I'm just so ready to put out my pictures and stuff up. But in my other room, which is my studio room now, I'm hoping to put up some pictures and stuff in there as well, to really decorate it and just like deck it out, like, you know, make it like a real studio room but still make it homey at the same time. So yeah, that's really something I've been excited about. But overall, y'all, I've been really doing well. Like I said, you know, I really can't complain about too much or anything. Like, God has just been really good to me. And I know that, you know, there are others who feel like God has been good to them as well. And for the ones who feel like they have been going through a lot, just continue to pray and continue to trust God always. And to always have faith. And remember that faith without work is dead. God will give you the stool, but you have to step on it, and you have to continue to persevere. And I feel like that was the motivation for today. Like, even though, you know, I just really had a little story time, talked about all the good things that has been going on with me, I just still want to encourage everybody to think and talk up all the great things that God has been doing in their life. I feel like we spend so much time focusing on all the negative things that happen to us. You know, a lot of times we get with our friends to talk about, oh girl, let me tell you what he did to me, and let me tell you about this bad argument we got into, that we don't even think about, well, what was the good things that he did.
or what was the good things that I did, or how can we get better on this? Okay, yeah, we had a bad day, but as a friend, can you give me any advice on what I should do? Do you see anything that I did wrong? And be honest, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times we don't really talk about those things or speak up on it enough. And I feel like that's important. In friendships, relationships, family, etc. Like co-workers, whatever. Like, especially when we have these deep conversations with each other. And when we trust people with information, like, be careful who you talk to. I feel like if I talk to someone, I don't want you to just listen and hear me gossip. I want you to give me actual feedback. Like, that's the reason I'm talking to you. That's the reason I'm telling you things that I feel that are important to me. I'm venting to you about this because I need your advice. I need help. I wouldn't come to you if that was okay. I would just go to God and let him give me this anonymous sign. You know what I'm saying? Like, because God can't just verbally speak to me. He's gonna non-verbally speak to me. So I might as well just wait on God if that's the case. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like as people, we have to do our part as being friends. You know, I tell people all the time, everybody plays a part. That's just like in a relationship with your boyfriend. You expect your boyfriend to talk to you every day, vice versa. You expect your girlfriend to talk to you every day. Not saying you want to talk to them all the time, you know, just constantly talk to them, because who wants to come talk to somebody? Nobody. But you expect them to play their part as being your partner. And I feel like that's just the same as any friendship or relationship. You expect for that person to play their part. You expect for them to be a friend. You expect for them to hear you out. You expect for them to love you, care for you the same as your spouse does. And family goes the same way. And I feel like for us to be successful in our relationships and our friendships and within our family, and just being successful together as a whole and making sure that everybody, you know, is doing their part as far as, you know, checking on each other, making sure that we're being actual friends, being decent friends, we should really think about these things, you know, when we're talking to each other. Am I really giving my friend the best advice? Am I giving my spouse the right attention? Am I talking to my spouse the correct way, or friend or family? Are we having the correct conversations? Like, it's so much that we have to really think about when we're talking to each other or doing things with each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, am I really giving her or him their best interest? So I feel like through this story time, like, those are some things that we can ask ourselves. Although I just talk so much about, you know, my life, what I've been going through, what I've been dealing with, how great things been going. Remember, when you are with your friends, family, spouse, let's talk up all the great things that we had in our day, that our week has brought to us, that God has, you know, put in our life. You know what I'm saying? Let's not forget all those blessings that he has given us. You know what I'm saying? Let's think about that. But without further ado, you all, like I said, I don't want to hold y'all too long on this podcast. I hope that you all have had a great, 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 great day. And I hope you all have an even better week. For next week, hopefully we have a special guest. Like I said, I'm going to be speaking it up to a lot of people. And if you all know anybody, family, friends, co-workers, etc., who would love to be on my podcast, please make sure you all share and send them this podcast and let them listen to it, of course, and always. And let them know that they can message me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or Snapchat, and send them my contact information so that we can network. Like I said, it doesn't matter who you are. If you feel like you have something for the people to listen to, talk about, if you are somebody who has a great talent and would like to speak on it and give people encourage people about your talent, then yes, I would love for you to be on this podcast, because guess what? That's what this podcast is all about. This podcast is all about encouraging, motivating people, talking real, you know, like just being you. If you feel like you just want to be on this podcast just to talk and let's just have a story time, or let's just have a chat, you know, let's get into it. Next season, we're going to have a lot of podcast shows that's going to just be about let's get into it. And like, I'm not going to tell y'all too much about it, but just a little sneak peek. I'm probably most of the let's get into it is going to be like different people, like, on that podcast show, and we're all just going to be talking. We're going to be having different topics. We're going to be talking about just being ourselves, laughing, talking noise, you know what I'm saying? And it's just going to be us having a good time, but it's all going to be about showing people that we can all love each other the same, and that is going to focus on non-violence. That's it. And although we may be drinking or whatever, like I tell people, I'm going to always be me regardless, but I'm still going to continue to promote the same message through whatever I'm doing. However, I'm going to always be myself, because I don't never want it to come to a point in time where somebody says, well, Aisha is acting like this, but acting like that. No, I'm not. Aisha is being Aisha. I'm not perfect. And if I was perfect, God hit me right now, slapped me upside the head, called me crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? I don't paint that picture. Like, I don't. But anyways, like I said, if y'all know anybody who wants to do any of that, who wants to be on the show for next season, or who wants to learn more about what's coming up, you know, for next season, so they can be a part of it, just like I said, give them my contact information. My Instagram is isha.goddess, my Twitter is isha.goddess as well. And pretty much, if you have my social media, like I said, you can just send them that, and so we can all stay connected and network. I hope y'all enjoy you all's night and have a safe weekend, y'all. I'm not sure how the weather is going to be this weekend, but if it is bad again, y'all please be safe and be careful. But that's it for Aisha Speaks Real, and y'all have a great rest of the week.